Like many communities across the country, police reform is an important topic being discussed by local government officials, including in Ann Arbor. This is Lisa Berry, and Monday night, the Ann Arbor City Council talked about several different resolutions involving a review of the Ann Arbor Police Department and heard from Lisa Jackson, chair of the Independent Community Police Oversight Commission in Ann Arbor, who joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks, Lisa. How are you?
I think we have lots to talk about and only so much time in this conversation right now. So why don't we begin with, what did you have to say to the Ann Arbor City Council Monday night?
I had a bunch of things to say, some of which are kind of uncomfortable for them, I'm sure. I think we wanted them to think about maybe all the implications of what they're asking for in their resolution. So the mayor's proposed a resolution, and it's sort of grand and sweeping, but it includes, it's asking for us to do many things that we already do. And so that led many commissioners to feel like the mayor doesn't really know what we do. And that's kind of problematic if you don't know what the Police Oversight Commission does, right? So I understand that this is a time when there's a sudden interest in police oversight. So people who have not been interested before are suddenly very interested in what we do, and we appreciate that. We want everybody at the table. But one of the points in the resolution is that they want us to do a study for 18 months and report out every 3 months and then come back with some suggestions. There is no there's no process in here. There's no guarantee that the suggestions would be implemented or even considered. And I think that punting this down the road for 18 months is inappropriate. There are reforms that need to happen. There is change that needs to happen. And those things need to happen now while the country is watching. Our world will be very different in 18 months. 3 months ago, we were not this United States of America. We weren't this Ann Arbor, right? And so I think to kind of push this off for 18 months and say, hey, ICPOC, the Police Oversight Commission, is going to work on this for 18 months. We don't have to worry about it for 18 months, or we only have to hear interim reports but not take action for 18 months. I don't think it's what anybody wants. I don't think it's what the people who live and work in Ann Arbor want, and it's not what we want. And we unfortunately have seen where there have been other task force, including the one that created us, that worked for 2 years to come up with a pretty comprehensive ordinance. And it was put in the trash. It was summarily dismissed. And then people on city council, not all of whom were there now and not all of whom participated, rewrote an ordinance very briefly that took away all of the powers, all of the suggestions, all of the meaty, weighty suggestions that the task force had asked to be implemented, and threw them away. And they created a task force where they created the Independent Community Police Oversight Commission that I chair with vastly fewer powers than what were intended by that task force. So then to turn around and ask us to create a task force to do something that we know may well be ignored is sort of suggesting that we don't know our own history, and that's problematic too.
So the commission is going to meet. Are you going to try to come up with your own proposed resolution for city council to consider?
We are going to discuss the resolution. One of the things I point out is that we are a collective. We are a body of 11 people. I don't make decisions on behalf of the group. The group discusses, the group decides, and then we step forward with what the group wants to do. So we're definitely going to talk about the resolution, and I think it will take up most of our time today. We're also going to propose a resolution that we'd be allowed to participate and make a presentation to city council at the first city council meeting of every month. Usually when I make a request to come to city council, I am told no, and then I have to justify why I want to be there. The city manager, whoever that is at the time, whether that's Howard Lazarus or Tom Crawford, always calls me and asks me what I'm going to say, as if they kind of want to decide whether it's appropriate for city council or whether it's too inflammatory. Sometimes I'm given suggestions for talking points. We find that to be inappropriate and a little bit disrespectful. So we're going to work on that tonight as well. And we're going to vote on whether we think that's appropriate. And then our council liaisons will take that to council. But I think the bulk of what we're going to talk about tonight is talking about the resolution. I think the public needs to understand what we do, but we mostly want to hear from the public tonight. We want to know what they think, what they want, and we want to take that into account. We have been working on things like an emergency response in case there is an incident in Ann Arbor, like what we've been seeing and like what happened on November 10th in 2014. So we want to talk about that. We'll get input from the police, but we're mostly interested in hearing from people. We're definitely going to say what we think about the proposed resolution. But we will continue to talk about it. So we're not going to propose changes tonight. We're going to study it. We're going to think about it. We're going to take input from the community, and we're going to come up with some suggestions. We may not suggest passage of this resolution. I think most of what's in it is what we already do. And I think what's not in it is actually outside the scope of what we do. We would love to participate in conversations about alternatives to policing. Should there be a 311 phone number that people can call when they have a problem with a person with substance abuse, or a problem that is not one for which police are best suited to respond? You know, could we use 911 for bank robberies and home invasions and assaults? But could we use 311 when you have a person sleeping in your doorway and you're concerned about them? So we'd be happy to participate in those kinds of conversations, but that's not something we've been charged with. So it's not clear what they would do with that information anyway.
What changes can be made now? I heard you say that 18 months is too long of a process. Made me feel like you're saying something needs to happen now with police reform.
I think some things need to happen now, but they're very tough things. So one of the things that the task force suggested is that we have subpoena power, and that was summarily dismissed. We would like the collective bargaining agreement of the police amended. We take an oath, as do many elected officials, actually. It's similar to the one that they take. And we want to be allowed to see the names of officers against whom complaints are made. We are currently barred from seeing that.
What would you do with
it? So one of the things we do is we track whether Officer Bob has repeated complaints. Or if I see 20 complaints, are they 20 different officers, or are they Officer Bob 18 out of 20 times?
And you don't feel like that's being you don't feel like that's being handled correctly right now?
It isn't. We actually see Officer 1, Officer 2, and I have no idea if I'm seeing the same officer in every complaint or not. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to, you can't track. But this data is becoming available across the country. I feel like this is going to come. And so, but the reluctance, there's a reluctance to renegotiate the collective bargaining agreement. I understand how hard council works on that, but there are some changes that need to be made now. The police chief needs to be able to fire people and have them stay fired. When he fires someone and they get their job back through arbitration, you now have a police officer who comes back and understands he has pretty much immunity to do what he wants because he knows he's not going to lose his job. And he knows that in a concrete way. And the police chief is probably best suited to determine who needs to be fired before something like what happened to George Floyd happens again. Mm-hmm. That police office, that police department knew that guy was a problem. He had so many complaints, and other police were uncomfortable working with him, and that's well documented. Yet, he was never fired, in part because the police chief knew he could get his job back. That's a problem. That could be remedied now.
We hear a lot of conversation now about defunding police departments. Is that something you think should or needs to happen in Ann Arbor?
You know, I think defunding the police is a term that's kind of like community policing. It means different things to different people when you say it. I think for some people, it means taking away all the money from the police. And that's definitely one perspective. Another way of thinking about defunding the police is thinking about taking money from the police and putting it into social services. That's definitely a thing that could be done. I have heard other kinds of suggestions of ways to defund the police. So I think reallocating resources might be one way to do that. I'm just wary of that term, and I don't want to be too nuanced or get into the weeds here, but I think that it's challenging to say whether you're for or against that when that means 57 different things. Do I think that other people other than the police need to respond to emergency calls about things where there is no threat on somebody's life? Absolutely. And if, you know, resources need to be reallocated from the police to do that to a crisis response team. When you have a person in your house who has a knife at their own throat and is threatening to commit suicide, you might want to call an emergency response therapist as opposed to police who arrive with drawn guns. There have been cases across the country where the person committing suicide was killed by police because they wouldn't drop the gun that they had at their own throat. That's not appropriate.
Yeah.
So.
Lisa Jackson is chair of the Independent Community Police Oversight Commission in Ann Arbor. Well, I want to close with one comment that you made to the Ann Arbor City Council Monday night. You said, "We still have a long way to go in Ann Arbor." What do you mean by that?
Oh, I think some of the discussions that we're having in the city are not inclusive of lots of people. And, you know, we've been in a position where we've heard people ridiculed for the way that they delivered a message, and the message gets lost in that, right? So we feel like we need to get to a place where many, many kinds of people are at the table having these conversations and being able to give their input. And it doesn't need to just be people with PhDs or people who are experts in a field. We need people who are experts in other kinds of things, like experts in being harassed by the police or experts in homelessness because they are currently homeless or have been homeless. And those people are there. They have very good ideas, and they need to be included at the table.
Lisa Jackson, chair of the Independent Community Police Oversight Commission in Ann Arbor. Thanks for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much.